Trump has revoked the Equal Employment Opportunity Act of 1966. So this is something that is pretty historic because it's 1965. So the order aims to eliminate what is described as illegal preferences in employment based on race, sex, and other identity categories, and emphasizes the enforcement of civil rights. It mandates federal agencies to cease DEI-focused policies and participates in hiring, contracting, and other opportunities, operations, and encourages the private sector to adopt similar merit-based hiring standards. So, okay, let's get into it. There is no merit-based standard in the United States of America. There is no merit-based standard in the United States of America. There is no merit-based standard in the United States of America. You got to say three times. That's what I've learned from Dr. Umar. You got to say things three times. So the idea of a merit-based society has never been in existence. Not one month since the creation of the United States of America. There has never been a merit-based society, right?
Not even with affirmative action or DEI.
So the one thing about, you know, Black people that pretty astonishes me is that Black people's going to do is make excuses for their oppressors at every chance that they possibly can. So if you voted for Donald Trump, I don't care if you voted for Donald Trump or not, but to say this is a good thing, well, how is it a good thing? Right?
We'll say,
we shouldn't be relying on jobs anyway. Okay. So let me break it down a little bit further for you people that fully can't understand this. The DEI thing, the job aspect was really not even the most harmful part. What's really detrimental is the suppliers. So government agencies have to do business with suppliers, right? These are small businesses that benefit from government contracts. Who is Elon Musk's number one client? The United States government. The United States government is his number one client for SpaceX and his number one client for Tesla. It's extremely beneficial if you can do business with the United States government, because the United States government spends more money with small businesses than any entity in the world. So there's obviously been a long history of discrimination in the United States of America. So to have programs in place where Black businesses can get opportunities to do business with the number one supplier, well, that's helpful, right? And a real world example of this is Don Peebles. If you look at Don Peebles, if you study him and you know anything about him, he credits his start to one person, Mayor Marion Barry.
Yep.
District of Columbia, Black mayor, who made it DC policy to do business. I think it was like 30 or 40% of Black businesses, Black developers. He gave Don Peebles an opportunity when nobody else would. In return, Don Peebles becomes a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
He credits his success to that. But that's not the only person. Bob Johnson is another one. So you have one mayor who's actually responsible for two Black billionaires. Now, how many jobs did those Black billionaires create? Right?
To say
that we don't need... You guys are misinformed, to say the least. When you say that this stuff is not harmful, it's misinformed, to say the least. It's stupid, to say the most, right? It's a direct correlation to wealth. It is a direct correlation to wealth. It's not just jobs, guys. It's businesses that this affects. So when you take business contracts away from Black businesses, that hurts the Black economy, that hurts them hiring Black people, that hurts them circulating money in the Black community. That's just a fact. You can't debate me on this. This is an actual fact. Another city. How do you think Atlanta became the Black Mecca? Well,
talk about it.
If you don't know the history, when Delta was building their hub in Atlanta, the mayor mandated that 30% of the businesses had to be Black businesses. That in return sparked Black entrepreneurism in Atlanta And to this day, 40 years later, still has Atlanta at the top of the food chain when it comes to black businesses. These are two examples that I gave you from politicians. Yeah. So politicians definitely have the ability to help black entrepreneurs. There's a reason why Elon Musk gave $200 million to a campaign. You have to be involved in politics. Politics directly. There's a reason why all of these billionaires gave, they gave him $1 million. Every single person gave him $1 million to his campaign. Facebook gave him, Apple gave him, OpenAI gave him, Microsoft gave him, Tesla. All of these companies gave him $1 million to his inauguration. Why? Because they want to do business with the government, and they know that they can't really survive at the highest level without the government. So at the highest level of business, if they can't survive without the government, how do you think the entrepreneur that has five employees is going to survive if he loses his government contract? You think that's going to be helpful, or you think that's going to be beneficial?
But when you have a person, and I remember last year, I was bringing up some facts about this amazing entrepreneur that was doing cocaine in his office, and he looked pretty hot at the inauguration. But when you are the child of a person who owned mines in South Africa, and that history is not hidden, that fruit does not fall too far from the tree. And if these policies were not so important, you would not spend hundreds of thousands of dollars campaigning on them and using a platform that you spent billions of dollars on talking about it. For those you don't know, even to have this whole no DEI campaign, that is millions of dollars and a lot of political pressure put on and a lot of lobbying power put in to make this happen. For those of you who don't know, it is legal racism. When those layoffs happened in 2022, that was wave number one. Wave number two was AI, because you can't sue anybody or have a class action lawsuit because now you're fighting code. And number three is to get someone who was a foreigner in office and puppeteer. Remember when I brought up this is going to be Cheney and Bush all over again, and somebody who should own Kuhn Coin acted like I did. They didn't know what I was talking about. Well, here we are. And even if Trump gets out of office in 4 years and the Democrats find a superstar, these policies are still going to be in play. Got a clean sweep. Got a clean sweep. They have all the lobbying power. They got Elon backing them. They got the House. And they have the country in a red wave feeling this sentiment. But what do we know? It's just conspiracy theories, right?
And is that, and it goes back to the, well, everybody was like, Project 2025 is not real. This is one of the,
this,
like,
is worse.
What are you talking about? It's, okay. Play off your emotions with this transgender thing. Play off your emotions with the transgender thing. It's personal for Elon because his son became transgender. It's a personal, like, he takes
about it. Talk about that vendetta.
It's a personal vendetta that he has, right? Play off your emotions with this. And you're like, yeah, this isn't the natural way for transgenders. Was never it was never about transgenders. It was never about trans. How many transgenders have you actually seen in the last 3 months? I live in New York. I haven't seen a lot. Like, know what I'm saying? Like, it was never about transgenders, bro. It was about to get people emotional off of things that they know is triggering. They know that they can go to the Bible Belt and play to a certain demographic of people off of principles, ideologies, and morals, get the votes. Now, once they have the votes, they can do whatever they want, and you're not going to do anything about it because you're just going to actually find ways to justify it. The country has $27 billion, trillion of debt. The number one thing on day one is the dismantling DEI. That's the biggest priority. That's the
initiative. Yes.
That doesn't strike you as weird? This war going on. This war's going on. Trillions of dollars of debt. We have all kinds of issues. And the number one initiative to start with is something that's not even real. I already told you DEI is not real. I explained that to you already.
Yeah. But this is a way to make us a permanent underclass, and this is not fearmonger at all. Do you think an Indian CEO who is one of the greatest executives I've ever seen wanted to tell his base that there's no more diversity hiring when he is a diversity hire? No, but either you're going to get down or lay down in this administration. For all of you who say, yeah, we'd have been worse under Kamala, I'm going to be real. It's, even some of this is above my pay grade, but we both know people on both sides of the aisle in that White House. No, it's not true, but you'll see in 4 years. You'll see in 4 years. Everything I've told you, if I not told you these theories on Elon for the last 3 or 4 years, and you're like, yo, you're off base, and the only thing I care about is Tesla going up. Tesla's going to go up, and give it 14 months. Oh, him and Trump are going to clash fucking heads.
The fact.
Then you're going to see World War III really pop off. Because Shadi told you, he's already working on make Europe great again. So if a foreigner comes here, takes over our company, and everybody who's worked with Elon has had some kerfuffles, let's use that, with him, and he goes back and builds in Europe to then go back and take over in South Africa, is should that be allowed or should that be stopped before he becomes a supervillain?
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.